Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning. To incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 296 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. If you're anything like me, you may be really hard on yourself when you don't see immediate results or progress being made in your life. But we have to remember that unless something dramatic or drastic happens to us, real change is pretty hard to notice until consistent effort has been put in and enough time has passed to show those results. If you see an old friend after 20 years, you're going to be far more likely to notice their signs of aging than if you saw them aging slowly and gradually every single day. And the same goes for gaining and losing weight. You aren't likely to notice a few pounds of fluctuation on your body until you look back and realize you've gained or lost 40 pounds without noticing the impact. Slow, gradual change is far less noticeable by the naked eye. And you might feel like you blinked and everything has changed, when in reality, it had been slowly and steadily changing for years and years. And this idea has become increasingly evident for myself lately when it comes to my personal and internal growth. I will often get down on myself for not making more drastic and dramatic changes in my life all at once. Meanwhile, I'm hardly noticing the fact that changes have been happening the entire time. This is the reason why fitness advisors often encourage the act of taking progress photos, even when you feel like you're making none. And it's also the reason why I've encouraged you to take notes on your little successes throughout the year, so you can have a tangible report card reminding you of your progress. If you think about starting a new workout plan, you're going to feel discouraged if you critically examine your gains every single day. But if you keep consistent and check in with yourself every day and keep a record of that progress over longer periods of time, you're better going to see how far you've come in the long run after the long run happens. With the rise of our need for instant gratification through our experiences in the world today, we often forget that good things take time. And more often than not, they take a lot of it. So we need to practice patience and be diligent and gentle with the process. Think about yourself a year ago. Are you the same person internally or externally? Would you make the same exact choices that you would have made a year ago? Now, how about 6 years ago? Are you the same person? Probably not. Be kind with yourself and have faith that you are growing and changing even when you don't see it firsthand. And recognize the fact that gradual change is still change, and it's often the most effective way forward. And even if it feels like a negative change, it's not. There's no such thing as backsliding if you have the wisdom to know that it was a backslide. There will be times when life comes at you fast, and there will be times when life feels like it's moving too slowly and nothing is really happening. There is this constant pressure to always be performing and doing and acting and growing and healing and producing in some way. Which means whenever we have a moment of downtime, it can often feel like we're not making any progress at all. This is simply not the case. We often look at our journeys and want growth to happen overnight, but when we plant seeds, we wouldn't dig them up every day to check in. We let them go, and we nurture them, and we tend them as needed until they sprout and blossom into something we can see. And the same goes for our internal growth. Life is often much slower than society makes us feel it should be. The daily usage and constant integration of the internet and smartphones into our daily practice has trained every single one of our brains to need and expect instant gratification. But in reality, most good things take time, like I said. So anything worth having is typically slower of a process than we might like it to be. But that is not a bad thing. That downtime is a gift. In a world that comes at you fast, use it. Downtimes and transitional times will often feel like we're not doing enough, but we are. Be grateful for slowdowns and the breaks and the timeouts, and use them as a time to really rest and enjoy the stage you're in now. Because in 6 years from now, you won't be here anymore, and there will be things that you miss about this moment. So stay present, stay aware, and remember that even if you haven't made as much progress as you would have liked, or even if it feels like you've moved backwards, you haven't. Because you have this wisdom of being a person who has both been in a different place and in the same place. And you have all of the power to move into a new place, even if it takes more time than you expected it to. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.